It's disappointing that it hasn't worked as well as it should have worked. The aim, as because we spent a number of years working with the MICA Action Group and many other residents there for a couple of years to put in place all the procedures and protocols to enable a scheme to start. And then we got in a scheme over the line at 90%. Of course, we would all like to have time to be at 100%. But the aim was to get it started and get it up and running and get the money confirmed, which at the time was going to be over $1.5 billion to deal with all the houses in Donegal and Mayo. So that was launched and set aside. The hope then and the desire was that 10% would have been kept to a minimum of costs. But over the last year and a half, it's got very complicated and got very costly on people. So I think it's right now that the working group is set up. And I think progressing very well over the last couple of weeks, the issues that need to be teased out to close that gap on that 10% and to reduce that. So I'm hoping, I'm talking to Minister O'Brien, I'm not in Department of Housing anymore, but I know from talking to Minister O'Brien that this is progressing well, and with some residents that have been talking as well, the working group's going quite well. So we will see some changes to that, hopefully very, very soon. I also think, Dawn, that the banks have a role in this today, and we will have this conversation with residents over the years too. While it's people's family home and it's their asset, the banks also have, in many cases, have mortgages indeed, and they'll see their mortgages in value going back up as well. So they do have a role in that remaining 10%. But I'm quite happy that the working group will deal with this and we'll get to a stage that the scheme is perfect. Naturally, I would have hoped that it was close to perfect before, but with some tweaks now should get it there. The key for me was that there is a programme in place. Yes, it will cost $1.5-2 billion over the next number of years, but it's important that people's family homes are fixed and made safe to live in and continue their lives as well. I know for many families, Dawn, this has been torturous number of years, probably the last 7 or 8 years for many going through this process. Others are just starting it. They're just beginning to see the cracks. I was in a house last year that had no signs of mica, and 12 months on, you can see the evidence. So the programme has to respond to all those different needs in that case as well. But I believe the engineering solutions are in place. It's just to tweak this scheme now to be able to serve the people right. And I'm confident that will be achieved.
July 31st has been set by the Minister as a deadline for agreement from the working group. And it's clear from the post from Paddy Diver, the 100% Redress No Less group and others, that the hashtag up here at the moment is MICA D-Day. And effectively what people are saying is we need answers and we need specific commitments and specific agreements and specific promises by the 31st of July, Saturday week. That's a very, very short time in which to reach an agreement. Do you believe it can be done?
Well, I believe the working group have progressed a lot over the last couple of weeks. So I think we can reach that target. I can't commit the minister to it because I haven't been talking with us on the specific date. I kept it to the issues, to be honest with you. And for me, what's important is not the date. It's getting everything right here. I was involved with the action group for years and we had many meetings up and down there. And look, we were always hoping that by the next day we'd have something ready and things for whatever reason get delayed. But the key for me is that we get the scheme tweaked to have it absolutely right, because the 10% was never meant to be result in the cost that it is at the moment for people, and it's in some places it's leaving the scheme beyond the reach of many family owners, which is not what we wanted at all. So I believe we can get this sorted out. Don't I wouldn't get obsessed with the date on 21st of the 1st. I accept the campaign has to push for dates. For me, we have to get it right, and I believe that's the intentions of all involved here, and certainly Minister O'Brien is committed to making this work along with John McHugh and Charlie McCallaghan and others there locally as well.